This is Kelly Blewett. I'm joined by Dr. Leonard Peikoff. Dr. Peikoff is the executor of the estate of Ayn Rand, a writer best known for her novels The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged. When Rand died in 1982, Dr. Peikoff inherited her papers. Among them, he found a copy of a novel called Ideal, which he'd only seen in revised form as a stage play by the same title. Now, nearly 35 years after Rand's death, New American Library is releasing an edition of Ideal that includes both the novel and the play script. Dr. Peikoff edited the edition and wrote a critical introduction. Welcome, Dr. Peikoff.
Thank you.
So tell us about Ideal. What is it about?
Ideal is a tour of hypocrisy, philosophic hypocrisy, by which I mean people who profess that they have an ideal in life, whether it's a way of life, whether it's religion, whether it's God, whether it's beauty, whether it's the mastery of any profession. They live by the idea that this is something that is really crucial to them, that guides their life, and yet they contradict it. They don't really believe it. They live a double life for what they tell themselves they're doing and what they're actually doing. And Ideal is a play that denounces that. The heroine, Kay Gonda, is a true idealist. And she is presented as being so exquisitely beautiful that she has a huge following. People take her as the ideal, as perfection. But she questions it. She wonders whether they really do. And she arranges a situation where it seems that she's committed for murder. And then she decides to visit, in that second situation, a number of her fans of different kinds to see. They call her the ideal. Is she really that to them, and what would they do? And one after the other, they're all different kinds of people. That's what makes it interesting. An evangelist, a communist, a man who wants to live a medium, middle-class business life, a painter, etc. And one after one, they greet her with excitement and joy that their ideal has come, and then they find out what that would entail. The civic threat is that she is being shot by the police, which they think is true. But the real threat is to follow that means to sacrifice everything lesser. So they don't want her at the end. They throw her out, each one, and she becomes increasingly despondent until at the end she meets the one man that shows her the ideal is possible, the truth to the ideal is possible. That is, in essence, the story.
And, you know, it's interesting in light of thinking about this actress, this ideal Kay Gonda, sort of heading out and meeting six of her fans and seeing whether or not they actually can follow the ideal, to know that Ayn Rand started out in Hollywood. And didn't you write that Greta Garbo was sort of the inspiration for Kay Gonda?
Yes, definitely. Ayn Rand had two favorites among actresses. Remember, she's picking at her time, which is long ago. Her two favorites was Garbo, number one, and Katharine Hepburn, number two. But this particular movie required the beauty, the kind of quiet, radiant beauty of Garbo, not the outgoing beauty of Hepburn. So she chose Garbo, and that was what was in her mind at the time. If you ever see, I know people today, some of the kids that I meet haven't even heard of it, but if you ever see an old movie of hers, you can forget the movie because they're junk, but if you just look at her face, you know, at least in my generation, you could spend all day looking at her face. It was so enthralling. And she was the inspiration.
You wrote in the introduction as well that with the publication of Ideal, we're kind of returning to Ayn Rand's juvenilia. And I just wondered how you would sort of situate Ideal within the canon of Rand's work.
It's at the very beginning. And she did not even have a complete mastery of English. You know, her primary language was Russian. And it's so much at the beginning that she turned it into a play. She didn't think it was properly written yet. Mm-hmm. So I would say, on the scale of writing, if The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged, her big novels, are 10, this one will come very much lower, maybe three. But it still has its enormous virtues. You can still see Ayn Rand emerging. You see her style. You see her characters. And in that way, it is fascinating to people, even in relation to the play, which is so much better, to see how well, how beautifully, and how emotionally evocative her writing was, even when she was still basically a child in writing.
And she wrote this in her late 20s, isn't that right?
She was, let me see, 34, and she was born in 1905. So that's, I think it's 29.
That sounds right to me.
But, you know, she was a native Russian speaker, and she wrote a whole bunch of short stories, which I brought out in a book called The Early Ayn Rand long ago, and it also had a lot of literary English problems. But she finally really overcame them. I think with the play Ideal, or also her play The Night of January 16th, which was a success on Broadway and around the world.
Could you tell us a little bit about the differences between the novel and the play and what kind of pleasures a reader can have picking up Ideal and seeing those two versions of the story side by side?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. You know, I wrote a whole intro on why she changed it into a play, what are the advantages of a play, and what are still the advantages of a novel that no play can cover. So if people are interested in that, why not just skim the intro if you don't want to buy the book. In essence, what I say is that a novel, even though it doesn't give you real people looking at you the way a play does, gives you so much about a character that you can know the person and feel the person, empathize with the person, or if it's a villain, hate the person much more thoroughly than any play. Any play has a condensation. It's brief, but a novel can go into what does the character really think at the time they're talking? What is the past that they have gone through? And you see, the play just tells you what they're doing now. What are the visions of the future? All those things, and many more, of course, that a novel can tell you, because a novel is not restricted to what is possible on the stage with people talking this minute. That, I think, is why when people love a book and it's translated into a movie, which is the equivalent of a play, they almost always feel the movie is a disappointment. It's not as good as the play. It didn't make such and such real. It didn't cover such and such. I myself like novels much more. Once in a while, I have to say, there is a novel like Gone Girl, where the play, I think, was as good as the novel, even in certain respects better. But that is not true of a play like of anything Ayn Rand would write, which is a play of ideas and not of, you know, gimmicks and where did the husband go or that type of thing.
That's right. You can see reading through Ideal that each of the characters represents ideas, as you say. So at this point, Ayn Rand fans can read her published diaries, plays, novels, short stories. What do you anticipate publishing next from the archive, if anything?
Well, you know, I made it my goal after she died and made me the executor to bring out every single thing that she wrote and so that the public could see it. Before I die, I want her completely out. As far as I know, it is. I don't believe there's anything else. If there is, everything of hers is in the archive at the Ayn Rand Institute. They have never told me about anything else that's publishable. And they told me about this book. So if there is, they're hiding it from me. What's being brought out now is lecture courses that I gave during my life, which they are condensing and turning into, you know, small books. But that's me, not her. I literally can't think of anything. There might be transcripts of conversations somewhere, but if there were another novel, I would be astounded. And I would be the first to read it. I would kill to find it, but I just don't know about it.
Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, Dr. Peacock.
Well, I enjoy speaking to you. I want to thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to appear on your program.
I've been speaking with Dr. Leonard Peikoff, the executor of the literary estate of Ayn Rand, about Rand's newly released novel, Ideal. Find out more at WVXU/AroundCincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.